W2 Tango Mobile.
Say W2T, caving for CPA.
Oh, David, good afternoon to you.
Finished my tennis this morning, and I think I'll wait till it starts cooling off this evening to finish cutting my grass. I ran out of gas last night in the backyard, and I filled it up, and then it didn't want to start, and so I hit the choke on one pull, and then I started smelling gas, and so I just I pulled it a few more times, and I was already tired, and I just didn't want to mess with it, so so I just put it up. I said, I'll do it tomorrow, you know. Nobody can see the backyard, so, you know, it's, it looks all nice and freshly cut in the front.
What part will keep you out of Dutch with the wife? I mean, if the front, it looks good. And, of course, if she's got some plans for something to do in the backyard and you haven't got the yard cut, then you're going to be in trouble anyway. So, you know, it's you know, one of those between a rock and a hard place type thing, David. You haven't learned that yet?
There's a saying. I can't say it on the air, but I think you probably know what it is. But let's just say, you know, if mom ain't happy, nobody happy. So, and that's the way it is. But anyway, yeah, I'll finish it up tonight. If the spark plug hadn't dried out, it probably has by now. And it probably just start right up. If it hadn't, I'll take it out and you know, dry it off and probably spin it over a few times and with the spark plug out, let it spit out any fuel that might be in the cylinder. But anyway, I'll get it done this evening, so it won't be disproportional. There's a nice word.
You say it, but you seem to be having trouble saying it. I mean, you can't see what you're saying because your eye teeth are in, you know, your tongue is covering your eye teeth or something like that. Well, it's hit 80 degrees already, and they've got a subtropical storm out there that was the first named storm of the season already, and it's not even the 1st of June yet.
RCU.
KB4CPA.
I don't want to interrupt y'all's conversation. I just did some changing on my antenna and was just testing it out to see if I'm still getting out. K2RCU.
Great, into the repeater. Where are you located?
Down in the valley here at the house right now, up here off Mountain View Road, close to North Grumman University. So I'm not too far off from the repeater, but I shortened the antenna cable up, put a new PL259 connector on the end of it, and checked it with the meter. Everything looked good, and I was just going to get on here and pop a quick radio test. But I'll let you gentlemen get back to it. This is K2RCL. I appreciate it. 73 to you, and I am clear.
Well, you sounded good. You did a good job there. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yep, you're sounding good over here, and you're getting it just fine. Not a problem here. Now it's reached 81. Temperature's still going up, and they're saying we could possibly reach 87 today, David. How about that?
It's going to be a little toasty, and then it's going to, I think it's supposed to be in the 90s tomorrow, unless they've changed the forecast, but anyway, gosh, I hope this isn't a sign of what the summer's going to be like, if it keeps climbing. But anyway, it is what it is. I'm glad I'm not the weatherman. So what are you up to today?
Well, I'm on my way up to Verizon. Got a little problem with my phone. I gotta go up here and talk to them about it. See what I'm gonna do with that. And see if I'm gonna redo my thing and get a new phone or something, I don't know. And then I'll go grab a, and then I gotta run by a couple of places and pick up, I gotta go by and pick me up some Gorilla Glue. I need some of that, one of their dispensers of glue I've out, and I need some at home to fix a couple of things. And then I'll be back to the house later. I've been working on some stuff on the Century Club's website, and I need to get back to working on that. So that'll be interesting this afternoon.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question about there's a net, a sideband net on 7.185, and it sounds like they're saying NATO, National, something, something. I can't remember what it is. But do you know anything about that net?
Well, there are several nets that are on there. In fact, our net program has used that frequency at one time. I don't know. There's a National Maritime net. They may be in there, too. So, you know, they have a net, and that may be where they are some of the time. I don't know. And, yeah, the weather forecast for tomorrow has not changed. They're still calling for a possible high of 94 tomorrow. And it's already reached 83 here as I'm just riding up the road, so. Oh, and, but, yeah, there are a lot of nets on HF nets. I used to be able to do a search for it on the internet. I don't know if that you can still do that as a search and, you know, find out HF nets, where they are and what's going on, and you know, see what you can find out there and list them. But it is, you know, there is a list somewhere, but I'm just not sure where now.
Well, yeah, this isn't the maritime net. It's what they do is you check in and they give you a number, and then you know, they'll take a few check-ins, and then they'll say, okay, you know, and they'll call out somebody's call, and they'll say, it's your turn, and what you do is you make a couple of contacts, and if you don't have anybody in particular or you want to talk to, you just throw your call out there and say, you know, for grabs, and then a bunch of people come back, and, you know, you pick somebody out, and make a contact, and you get two of those, and then you turn it back over to net control, and it's just rather interesting. But you know, some of the guys are saying, okay, well, I want to talk to a guy on line 31, and I'm thinking, line 31, where the heck are you getting this information? You know, because but anyway. I thought you might know something about it. I'll do some more digging on the internet. I made a feeble attempt, the other night. But anyway, all right. Well, I'm sitting in my garage, and I'm gonna get in the house here and see what my wife's got planned for the rest of the day. So you take care out there, stay cool, and we will talk to you later. Always a pleasure. I'll stick around for your final KB4CBA.
What most of these big nets now anymore use a program called NetLogger, and it's a free download. Go to netlogger.org and download it, and then you can find out what nets are running. You can open up the program, and then you can open up a list, and you'll see a list of all the different nets and what frequencies they're on and everything, and then that's how people keep up. That's what we use. We use NetLogger, and when somebody makes a contact, you know, they're working somebody online, so-and-so or whatever, and then we go from there. So anyway, well, I have reached my destination, and let me go inside and see whether I was supposed to be here at 12 or 1 o'clock. So I'm going to have to figure out whether I'm late or early. Anyway, catch you later, David. KB4CBA, W2T73.
All right, Rusty, thanks for the info. 73 is KB4CBA.